The Fed raised rates to the highest level in 15 years. And what happened to the Dow? We'll tell you. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 3rd day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. In other news, what about those credit card interest rates? We'll share some thought. Could passwords be on the way out? Yes, says Google. Get this, podcasts now claim nearly half of the time spent with talk personality audio. We'll take a deeper dive into the numbers. Some big restaurant news to share with you. We've got the Wall Street Report and what's happened to oil prices. By the way, Uber wants more butts in the seats. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're with us again today, and you can still follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. For the 10th time, the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates, this time by a quarter of a point to the highest level we've seen in 15 years. In his remarks, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank was committed to seeing inflation fall to just 2%, but did hint on pausing rate increases in the near future. The result of all of this will be increased costs for everything from mortgages to credit card interest rates, especially if you carry a balance and only pay the minimum due on those cards. Meanwhile, Wall Street did react as the Dow cratered by 270 points. It was truly a rocky Wednesday for the markets as the Dow, as I just said, was off by over 270 points, but it could have been worse. I'll have all the numbers for you in just a bit. So when the central bank raises rates, what follows are increases in what banks and credit card companies charge their customers. Currently, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%. At the start of this year alone, the average rate was 16.3%. Now, if you pay off your bill in full each month, that's not a concern for you. But if you carry a balance, and especially if you only pay the minimum amount due, you'll be shelling out more dollars every month just for interest, and it will also take you longer to pay off what you owe. Expect to see your interest rate go up within a couple of statements. CNN is reporting that Greg McBride, chief financial analyst for Bankrate.com, says that your best bet is to try to find a good balance transfer card with an initial 0% rate and make a plan to pay off what you owe in the coming months before a high rate kicks in. He went on to add that you're first got to find out if there are any fees you're going to have to pay, like a balance transfer fee or an annual fee, and what the penalties might be for late or missed payments during the zero rate period. And he says, it's best to start right now. We may be seeing an end to remembering passwords, at least over at Google. CNN is reporting that the tech giant is rolling out support for passkeys, an alternative sign-in method for apps and websites that the company says is meant to serve as an easier-to-use and more secure alternative to the password. With passkeys, Google said users can access their various accounts the same way they might unlock their phone, with a fingerprint, face scan, or screen lock PIN. It seems that people are notoriously bad at picking passwords. But even adding a special character or an alphanumeric combination can only add so much protection from bad actors. Passkeys, by comparison, are widely seen as more secure than other options, with Google calling them, quote, resistant to online attacks like phishing, end quote. Google will continue to support passwords and two-factor authentication as other account access options. We found this interesting, especially because we've been in the podcast arena for almost 15 years. Inside Radio is reporting that over the past 5 years, podcasts' share of time spent with talk personality audio content has more than doubled among persons 18 plus, nearly doubled among those ages 25 to 54, and get this, tripled among 35 to 64-year-olds. All of this, according to Edison's Research's latest share of ear study, as reported in Cumulus Media's 2023 Audioscape report. As for persons 18 to 34, among whom podcasts had already claimed half of talk personality audio time spent 5 years ago, that share now stands at, get this, 68%. Liz Mayer from Cumulus Media Westwood One said that back in the 1970s, it took FM 10 years to grow from a 20% share of radio listening to a 50% share. Podcasts have nearly secured a 50% share among persons 18 plus in one half of that time. Want more? Meanwhile, according to Nielsen's Scarborough's podcast Buying Power Report, also cited in Audioscape, podcast listeners are 45% more likely than the total U.S. population to have graduated college and 50% more likely to have a postgraduate degree. They are also 29% more likely to be full-time employed, 39% more likely to have a white-collar occupation, and get this, 36% more likely to have a $100,000 household income. 70% of podcast listening occurs at home, with 31% from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, followed by 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 a.m. And a word from us to you, thanks for being here. Odds are that you've never heard of Ruth's Hospitality Group, but we know that you've heard about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and they are, after all, one and the same. Now, Darden Restaurants has agreed to buy Ruth's Hospitality Group in a deal that would put the fine dining chain under the same roof as Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, and Seasons 52. Darden agreed to an all-cash transaction valued at $715 million, or $21.50 a share. The deal represents a 34% premium to Tuesday's closing price for Ruth's Hospitality. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse was founded back in 1965 when Ruth Fertel purchased a 60-seat restaurant near the New Orleans Fairgrounds racetrack. The company expanded to 154 locations with annual sales of more than $860 million ahead of its deal with Darden. Darden said it would add 5,000 employees to its workforce through the acquisition. The Orlando, Florida-based company with annual sales of $9.6 billion employs nearly 180,000 people and operates more than 1,850 restaurants. It was a choppy day on Wall Street as investors had plenty to worry about. Consider the central bank and an interest rate hike, concerns over the banking industry, the debt ceiling games in Washington. It all made for a tense day for the blue chips as the Dow sank by 270 points to end the trade at 33,414. The NASDAQ lost 55 points to settle at 12,025, and the S&P 500 ticked down 28 points to end the day at 4090. Meanwhile, oil prices continued to be under pressure, as West Texas Intermediate crude fell yet again today, off by $3.52 to close at $68.14 a barrel. Just 1 month ago, West Texas Intermediate crude was trading at $80.42 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is all about ride sharing and Uber. A couple of years after the pandemic forced the company to place the initiative on standby, that is, ride-sharing, Uber is pushing forward once again with the whole ride-sharing idea. Axios is reporting that the San Francisco-based company says more butts in seats of fewer cars will help them achieve their goal of zero emissions. The company plans to expand its revamped shared ride offerings, Uber X-Share, to 5 additional U.S. cities, to make ride-hailing more affordable and environmentally friendly. Earlier this week, Uber reported better than expected quarterly results as bookings jumped by 40% from a year ago in the U.S. and Canada, boosted by, you guessed it, even lower fares. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.